You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning. Like I said, there are a lot more of you than I really do envision in my mind. My name is Bethany Markham. Again, I'm the Vice President of Student Governance. I'm sure you expected Joy to be speaking to you this morning, and to be frank, until 30 hours ago, so did I. But I'm so glad you're here, and I would like to take this time to share with you what the Lord has placed on our hearts regarding our vision for ASC and for the rest of the student body. This past year has not been easy for anyone. Only one class among the four of you have experienced a normal year at Asbury. I recognize and sympathize with those of you who have undergone one transition after another on an annual, monthly, and daily basis. Freshmen, I'm so thankful that you're here, and I honor the strength that it must have taken to tackle this drastic change. But as Josie and Allison have told you, we've dedicated our theme this year to restoration, which I'm going to say a lot, in the sense of God restoring Asbury in abundance, giving us more than what we've lost. And I'm sure you're curious about what that means for you, whether you're a part of student government or not. To be transparent, I do not think there is a more intimidating group of people to speak in front of than Asbury students. You are some of the most educated, inspiring, and forward-thinking people I've ever met. So I thought to myself, what could I possibly tell them that they don't already know? And the answer is nothing. Because the gospel is simple, and it speaks for itself. No matter how old it is, or how often you hear it, it is the living and breathing message by which we are saved, and therefore restored. Now, I'm going to give you a mantra that is not original whatsoever, but it does capture what I believe God's restoration to look like. So, be cooperative. Repeat after me. In us, through us, but not by us. It's the coolest thing I've done to date. So, what does restoration look like in us? Dare I say that God's intent is not to fix you. Restoration is not coming to Jesus and saying, I'm broken, fix me, please put me back the way I was. Restoration is the all-powerful story of God and his plan for humanity. Restoration is the fallen creation returning to the Creator and saying, align me in the way that you intended so that I can live in your purpose because you know me better than I do. Among our loss, misunderstanding, and outright heartbreak, Jehovah El Shaddai, our Lord who restores us, has no interest in fixing this pain like man fixes a machine. He means to restore in abundance to the point that we cannot reach on our own. Psalms 39:5 says that at man's very best, he is vanity. Our theme of restoration was not to let you know that everything is under control and that we're going to fix the past or current year. We are here to let you know that we have been in prayer, and the Lord says it's time for Asbury to claim the promise of restoration so that we can take the next step as individuals and as the church towards his kingdom. Now, while this holy abundance is not something that we control, it is something that happens through us. We are called to be, as Christ followers, agents of this restoration, to be our brother and sister's keeper. We are given this direction in Galatians 6:1, which says, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Because the story of God's restoration is essentially the gospel, and therefore the law of Christ, by bearing the pain, confusion, and differences of one another, we are told that this is how we take part in the restoring journey back to the feet of Jesus into the heart of our Father. This is how the Lord works through us and challenges us to lay down our agenda and pick up the hurt of our neighbor. Now, more cooperation. And raise your hands when I ask. Who here intended to come to Asbury on purpose? okay? I'm going to wager 20%. And who here at some point wanted to leave? May I ask you why you didn't? You don't have to answer right now. I, for one, said I would never go to Asbury, but within the first 10 minutes of my visit, I knew this is where I needed to be, even if it wasn't where I wanted to be. And I'm aware that this story is not unique. In fact, it's most of the testimonies that I've heard. Dr. Brown has shared with us how here at Asbury, we facilitate student formation. And while our administration does the utmost excellent job of guiding us, I will wager that the Holy Spirit is what drives the student transformation that we see. It is the all-consuming conviction that, at least in my experience, has always pointed back to Asbury and to the heart of worship. There are times when someone asks me, "Why did you stay?" And the only answer I know is that I had to. There's not a fancy name or illustration for the way that the Holy Spirit works. I believe if we could name what it is that brings students to Asbury and keeps them here, we would market or monetize it. All of which to say, you and I are here on purpose. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are here on purpose. Decent. Decent. You and I are here because God saw fit that Asbury be made up of each of the people in this room. And for that reason, I believe he has not and will not forsake us. He decided that this group of students would experience these specific hardships and that this group of students would experience a specific restoration, individually and collectively. So, allow this to bring you the peace that it has brought to the seven of us. As long as the Lord intends to keep Asbury here, his chosen students will come and they will be transformed. This is the faith that believes that through Christ, we are being restored, and in turn, that Asbury is being restored. So, this is supposed to be the president's charge to the student body. In this case, this is the SGA's charge to the student body. Are you willing to be restored, and are you willing to help in restoring others? This is going to happen one way or another, but you can choose to be a part of it. Do you believe that this promised restoration of the Lord is yours? Do you believe that you are meant to be an agent of restoration by showing mercy and loving without condition while standing on the biblical truth? Let it not be confused. Restoration does not mean going back to normal. Jesus is not restoring us to 2019. Restoration is not simply the rescue mission from financial difficulty, from broken families or friendships, from a pandemic, or from a divided world. Ultimately, restoration includes the unity of the church, the bride ready for Christ, oriented towards him. It does not include everyone looking, acting, or thinking the same, but it does include us looking, acting, and thinking like him. As he did for Job when he had lost everything, and gave him in return twice as much as he had before, he will do the same for you and me. I want to leave you with two verses. The first one is our theme verse that you've already heard. And I want it to bring you encouragement. This message is to encourage you. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. The other verse is promising essentially the same thing, but I liked how it ended better. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, will he himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast, and to him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The Lord is doing something at Asbury and within his church. I can't tell you what, when, or how, but he is looking to restore you, me, and this institution. Asbury, this has ended a lot earlier than we anticipated. But nobody's mad about that. I'm not done. I wasn't done. Asbury, thank you for your time, and thank you so much for being here. You are special people. Whether I know your name or not, the simple fact that you're here is enough. We are so excited to serve you, and Joy sends all of her love and excitement. I really wish she were here to have given this speech, but just know that we are here for you. Thank you.